How do you do? Welcome again to Keyboard Immortals Play Again in Stereo. Tonight's program is devoted entirely to the music of one composer, Anton Rubinstein. Although Anton Rubinstein is remembered chiefly for a few smaller compositions such as the Melody in F and Kammerer Joostrof, he was one of the giants of music and probably exerted more musical influence in Russia, the land of his birth, than any other man before or since. He was considered in his prime as being the only pianist in the world who could be compared to the great Franz Liszt. He not only concertized, also in America, but he founded the first school of music in Moscow. Anton Rubinstein had a very talented brother by the name of Nicholas, who was considered almost as great a pianist as Anton, but he, unfortunately, did not possess the stamina or singleness of purpose that Anton had, and so he devoted his life to somewhat casual concertizing and pursued the lighter side of life. Our first composition by Anton Rubinstein is one of those brilliant concert pieces that is typical of the compositions created by a great concert pianist. It is a polka called Le Bal. Presumably it is a musical picture of the light-hearted gaiety at a ball at a time when one of the chief dancers was the polka. Here is Joseph Levine playing the polka of the ball by Anton Rubinstein. Thank you. The playing of the polka by Rubinstein by keyboard immortal Joseph Levine brings up an interesting thought. Composers through the ages have used the dance rhythms of their day and have composed concert music in these forms. Johann Sebastian Bach composed gavottes, sarabands, and jigs, and all the Baroque composers used the dance forms of their days. I need only mention the word waltz to conjure up a vast mass of concert music in this form. Recently, dance rhythms of the jazz age of the 20s in concert form have been performed by our symphony orchestras, and probably such things as the twist of the 60s or the Watusi, who knows, may appear in the future. It's an interesting thought, anyway. Here is a composition by Anton Rubinstein in a gentler, more sentimental vein. It is his Nocturne, Opus 75, Number 8, and is played for us by keyboard immortal Rudolf Ganz.
Thank you.
Rudolf Ganz, who has just played for us Anton Rubinstein's Nocturne, Opus 75, number 8, not only gained world fame as a wonderful piano virtuoso, but was one of those talented and energetic people who also found time in a busy life to conduct orchestras and pass on his great knowledge to the younger generation as a master teacher. The name Rudolf Ganz will be particularly associated with the city of Chicago, where he was for many years the president of the Chicago Musical College. Now we present a barcarolle by Anton Rubinstein. A barcarolle is a piece of music that conjures up a gondola rocking gently on the waters. It is the barcarolle in G minor that we will hear by Anton Rubinstein, and it will be played for us by Scottish keyboard immortal Frederick Lamond. Frederick Lamond was one of Franz Liszt's favorite pupils, and he, like so many other keyboard immortals, has often played for us in this series. The barcarolle in G minor by Anton Rubinstein, played by keyboard immortal Frederick Lamond. The barcarolle by Rubinstein, played by keyboard immortal Frederick Lamond, reminds me that the word means literally a boat song. Barcarolles have been composed by many of the Romantic composers. Like many other great concert pianists, Rubinstein composed a number of etudes or studies. These were designed not only to solve technical problems, but were also to be played as pieces in concert. And here is one of those brilliant etudes. It is the etude Opus 23 in E-flat major, played for us by keyboard immortal Paul de Kahn. That was the etude Opus 23 in E-flat major by Anton Rubinstein. Our keyboard immortal was Paul de Kahn. And now we have an unusual composition. Although it is a waltz, it was composed by Anton Rubinstein's cheerful brother, Nicholas Rubinstein. As I mentioned earlier in the program, Nicholas was a much more light-hearted individual than Anton, and unfortunately, he died at the comparatively early age of 40. He distinguished himself, however, by becoming the director of the second music school ever founded in Russia. Anton began by forming the St. Petersburg Conservatory, and he appointed his brother as the director of the conservatory in Moscow. We will hear a composition by Nicholas Rubinstein, a waltz, Opus 16. It is played for us by mystery keyboard immortal Anatole von Rüssel. Thank you. It is interesting to note that in an age when musicians were considered just a trifle above ordinary servants, both Nicholas and Anton Rubinstein established the dignity of musical artists in Russia, which was still a feudalistic country. As an additional footnote to Nicholas Rubinstein, may I mention that among his most illustrious pupils were Emil Zauer and the two great Russians, Siloti and Tanayev. And while he was overshadowed somewhat by his brother Anton as a pianist, he was also a very great teacher. Many of Anton Rubinstein's pupils are among the greatest virtuosos of all time, just to mention a few: Osip Gabrilovich, Arthur Friedheim, Joseph Hoffmann, Ferruccio Busoni, Teresa Carreño, and Joseph Levine. Once again, we present Rubinstein in his more romantic vein. We will hear a nocturne, opus 28, in G-flat major. It is played for us by keyboard immortal Paul de Kon. Paul de Kon played for us an etude earlier in the program. While the name Nocturne has always been associated with Schopper and his predecessor, John Field, Rubinstein, however, did compose, as you have heard, several very beautiful examples of the Nocturne. It is not generally known that Anton Rubinstein was a most prolific composer. He composed many symphonies, quite a number of operas, much chamber music, and a vast number of piano pieces and songs. Among Anton Rubinstein's compositions is a ballet called Hochzeitszug, or Wedding Procession, and keyboard immortal Vasily Sapelnikov will now play an excerpt from this ballet. Vasily Sapelnikov, who has just played an excerpt from Rubinstein's ballet music, The Wedding Procession, taught at the very conservatory that Anton Rubinstein founded in Moscow. And now we present one of Anton Rubinstein's best-known compositions. Rubinstein was court pianist to the Tsar of all the Russias, and during the summer the Tsar and his entourage would vacation at his summer palace called Kamennoi Ostrov. And Rubinstein composed a number of musical portraits, 24 in all, of the people at the summer resort and the place itself. This famous piece of music is a musical picture of the serenity and beauty of this royal summer resort. Kammerer Jostroff, Opus 10, Number 2, played for us by keyboard immortal Joseph Levin.
Thank you.
It is a great tribute to Anton Rubinstein's ability to portray rural serenity, because the Kamennoi Ostrov has been used innumerable times in travelogues as background music when beautiful natural spots were portrayed on the screen. To conclude this recital of music by Anton Rubinstein, we bring you another great keyboard immortal who has played for us quite frequently and who is very well known in America because he concertized on this continent for many years. His name is Joseph Hoffman, and he will play A Concert Waltz by Anton Rubinstein, Opus 82, number 5 in F major. Keyboard immortal Joseph Hoffman, who has just given a brilliant rendition of the concert waltz, Opus 82, No. 5, by Anton Rubinstein, was one of Rubinstein's favorite pupils. It is a pity that Anton Rubinstein did not perform for Herr Welte, but we can take comfort in the thought that we have probably heard a most authentic rendition of this piece of music by Anton Rubinstein, because Hoffman undoubtedly learnt it from the great master himself. Anton Rubinstein was one of the most dominating figures of the 19th century in the world of music. He will be always remembered, not only for his many compositions, but for the fact that he really established the music schools of Russia. And although most of his fame nowadays rests mainly upon a somewhat trivial piece, the Melody in F, he is well remembered and highly thought of by musicologists as one of the greatest piano virtuosos of all time. And so once more I must bid you all good night. I hope that you have enjoyed this recital of Anton Rubinstein's music played by our keyboard immortals. We will be with you again next week when we will present an all Debussy program. You will hear Debussy himself playing several of his own works, among them the delightful suite, The Children's Corner. Other keyboard immortals will be Yolanda Mero, Richard Bulik, and Ernst Schelling. And so, on behalf of Sony Superscope and Mr. Joseph Tuschinski, their president, this is Felix de Kohler bidding you all au revoir and auf Wiedersehen.